ایمان را در خودتون تقویت بکنید، ایمانی که هم در اینجا شما را شرافتمند می کند و هم در پیشگاه حق آبرو دارید و با آبرومندی وارد می شید به تخت اعلی.
In the path of the Imam.
In the name of God. Dear listeners, welcome to this week's episode. Today we are going to study the role and status of women in the society and family in the view of Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him. Stay tuned. In the past few weeks, we have spoken of the status of universities and the role of the university lecturers and students in the fate of the country in the view of Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, noting that the Imam highly valued science and knowledge while considering concurrent acquisition of knowledge and maintenance of faith in God as essential, and naming academics and students as the important and responsible strata towards the fate of the country, such that their thoughts and measures will register the fortune or misfortune of the society. Given the important role of women in the society and the sensitivity of topics related to the rights and status of women in contemporary societies, today we intend to familiarize you with the standpoints of Imam Khomeini in this regard. Women constitute half of the global population. Although existence and survival of mankind has always been tied to the role played by women at home and the society, women have been subjected to numerous injustices in many junctures in time and communities. In countless cases, the dignity of women has been violated and they have been mistreated. Although in some societies efforts have been made to fulfill women's rights, their dignity has been neglected and women have been used as a means for gaining economic and political advantages, and even as a means to meet men's sexual desires. Thus, although valuable efforts have been underway to materialize the rights and dignity of women, still, in a large number of societies around the world, women are yet to attain their true elevated status. Explanation of the status of women in the remarks of Imam Khomeini in the Islamic Revolution's discourse and the legal and political frameworks of the sacred Islamic system is of paramount importance. Iran's Islamic Revolution, which emerged victorious in the year 1979, changed the then ruling system, creating a new paradigm in the ideological and cultural scenes of the society within which women maintained an important role. Within this paradigm, a fresh outlook towards the status of women in the realms of personal and social life was presented. In the Islamic Revolution's discourse, women maintain a special and elevated status. Popular dissent, which translated into the Islamic Revolution against the former despotic regime, was not limited to the political domains. In fact, the former dictatorial regime trampled upon the values and norms governing the society and undermined the true status of women in many realms, thereby promoting widespread discontent, especially among Muslim and faithful women. Throughout the rule of Pahlavi despotic regime, westernized ideology encouraged and even forced women to accept the Western role models, thereby prompting popular protests. The founder of the Islamic Republic of Iran, Imam Khomeini, within the framework of a new discourse which he introduced to the society, granted an elevated status to women, and upon the revival of the religious and national values and norms of the community which people strongly believed in, paved the way for the effective presence of women in political and social scenes. The Imam made utmost efforts to fulfill the lost political and social rights of women and to revive the dignity of women which were violated under the suppressive rule of the former Iranian despotic regime. This important task was carried out via the revival of the sacred religion, that is Islam, and the rule of Shiism, which formed the basis of views of the founder of the Islamic Republic, Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him. The Imam, via the revival of religious values and norms, once again granted dignity to women. The importance and significance of the status of women in the view of Imam Khomeini is to an extent that the birth anniversary of the venerable daughter of the Prophet of Islam, Hazrat Fatima, peace upon her, was named as Women's Day based on Imam Khomeini's initiative. On this auspicious day, everyone honors women and mothers, and festivities are held across the country as a sign of gratitude for the relentless efforts of women in fulfilling their duties. Imam Khomeini was one of the main critics of the situation of women throughout the suppressive rule of the former despotic regime in Iran. The appalling conditions of women under the rule of the former dictatorial regime motivated them to courageously participate in anti-regime protests. Imam Khomeini put emphasis on the decisive and fateful role of women in the victory of Iran's Islamic Revolution and considered the victory of the revolution to be indebted to the courageous efforts of Iranian women. The brave and pivotal roles played by Iranian women were not solely limited to their immense contribution to victory of the Islamic Revolution. After their huge contribution to the ouster of former Iranian dictatorial regime, they played a major role in materialization of the goals of the Islamic Revolution, especially in regard to fulfillment of revolutionary aims in the domains of social justice and defense of the national territorial integrity. Dear listeners, that marks the end of this week's episode of In the Path of the Imam. Thank you very much.